Just a couple of years ago, in 1998, the EPA released a new regulation that required coal-fired power plants in the Midwest to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions, or NOx. Studies show NOx emissions from Midwest smokestacks not only pollute the air in the region of the plant, but can be blown hundreds of miles to foul the air in eastern states. Several Midwest states and the power companies took the EPA to court. Recently, a federal appeals court ruled the EPA could require the plants in the Midwest to further clean up their smokestack emissions. Frank O'Donnell is with the Clean Air Trust, an air quality watchdog group.
The court decision backing up the EPA ruling means that people in the East and Midwest are all going to have cleaner air. They're going to have fewer asthma attacks in children. You're going to have fewer hospital admissions. There are going to be fewer code red air quality alert days. And there's going to be generally cleaner air and better health for everyone in both the East and in the Midwest as a result of this court ruling.
The EPA says more than 100 million people will breathe easier because of the reductions in NOx emissions at power plants in 19 Midwestern states. And the EPA says cleaner air will come at a relatively low price. The agency estimates installing and operating the additional equipment will cost the electric industry about $1.7 billion over 15 years, money the EPA says will be made up in lower medical bills. The Clean Air Trust's O'Donnell says the increased cost will add about 1% to customers' electric bills.
That's, I think, a very modest cost to pay for a lot cleaner air and a lot better health.
But critics say the EPA's estimates are way off. Quinn Shea is with the Edison Electric Institute, an industry-funded organization.
The cost will be extremely high. We're talking tens of billions of dollars just in the Midwest alone, based on the implementation of this rule. So there's very strong disagreement with EPA as to what the cost figures would be just for the control equipment.
The power companies say because the equipment needed to further reduce NOx emissions is so expensive, they need time so they can spread out the cost. Shea says the utilities also want to wait a bit to see how well current efforts to reduce NOx emissions work. They ask why tighten NOx emissions again when previous restrictions are just now going into effect.
Most of the Clean Air Act programs that would affect or lead to major NOx reductions haven't yet been implemented. The acid rain provisions of the Clean Air Act kicked in this year and will proceed for the next 10 years. So it's really unclear at this time to what extent the Clean Air Act is actually going to lead to NOx reductions.
Experts on both sides of the issue doubt the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments against the regulation, so industry is turning its attention to the political arena. The power plants are expected to ask the Clinton administration and members of Congress to delay implementation of the EPA's regulation to reduce NOx emissions. But this spring, a report to Congress from the General Accounting Office told the lawmakers they couldn't afford to wait. Peter Guerrero is one of the principal authors of the report. At the time of its publication, Guerrero said acid rain caused by NOx and other emissions was damaging lakes in the east, particularly in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
Waiting for those additional reductions could consign some of those lakes to acid precipitation that would result in their death.
The electric industry acknowledges the GAO's conclusions work against the efforts to delay further NOx reductions. However, Quinn Shea with the Edison Electric Institute says the power companies expect elected officials to be a little more sympathetic to the industry's plight than the courts have been and might want to wait to see the effects of the current reductions before putting the new ones in place.
While Congress will clearly be cognizant of the GA report and similar type analyses that EPA has performed, they're also aware that the NOx story is far from over.
As it stands right now, the Midwest states are to submit plans to reduce NOx emissions to the EPA within 4 months. Power companies will have to meet the reductions by the year 2003. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.